Devin, I hate to break it to you, but you are not a trickster.
Ugh, you just wish you were a cowboy like me. Welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about Cornelia Street from Lover.
Oh, God.
So good.
So good. And in our little poll that we did last week, we discovered that the majority of our Instagram followers prefer the acoustic live from Paris version to the studio album.
Very interesting.
Which, I mean, not gonna lie, pretty good.
It's really good.
Super good. But today, we are discussing the song Cowboy Like Me from Evermore.
Our fourth Evermore song, which is fantastic timing for that release and where we were in the alphabet.
So good.
So many C's.
Four.
It's pretty, four of them. Pretty crazy.
And they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
They're all pretty good. Closure. Cowboy Like Me is the 11th track on the album.
Evermore was released on December 11th, 2020, and this track was co-written by Aaron Dessner.
Now, Cowboy Like Me has yet to be performed live, because it's brand new, of course, but it'll be pretty cool, I think, when they do perform it live, especially if she does another kind of vibe thing with Jack Antonoff and Aaron Dessner. The three of them, they're really fun to watch perform together.
That'd be pretty cool. Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons sings backup vocals for Taylor on this track. So he's the male voice that you hear.
That smooth voice.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So that's Marcus Mumford.
Yeah, and it's just pretty cool that Taylor can just be like, hey, I really like this band, or I really like this person's voice. Let me call them up and see if they want to collaborate.
Yeah.
And it feels like she really went for it on Folklore and Evermore, you know, when it came to people she was inspired by.
Lots of fun collabs.
Yeah.
Really cool.
So, Dev, what do you think about this song?
So, Cowboy Like Me has really grown on me
since
first listen. It's really a cool song. I really like the vibe of it, and I love how she sounds on it.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice is just so sultry and smoky
and
totally fits the vibe of the song.
Yeah.
And it really reminds me of Trisha Yearwood's voice. And some Trisha Yearwood songs, and that's like one of the highest compliments I can give because I think that Trisha Yearwood is one of the best vocalists in all of country music.
Wow.
Especially on the, well, it could be love.
Yeah.
Every time she kind of like dips into that like really sultry, really, really, really cool. And that's actually one of my favorite parts in the song is the, I don't really know if it's a chorus or a bridge because the song doesn't really have a very clear form. But when she sings, you're a cowboy like me, perched in the dark, telling all the rich folks anything you want to hear. Like it could be love. Yeah. I love it. It's my favorite part of the whole song. Now, the name, Cowboy Like Me. For people in the United States, we think of cowboys from like old Western movies and like, pow, pow. We're gonna shoot you with in the saloon kind of deal. And apparently, so I looked this up, in England, cowboy is a term for a person who is careless or reckless, especially when driving an automobile. And it had synonyms of trickster, cheat, and swindler. And the song suddenly made all the more sense to me. And I can only imagine that she's getting this British jargon from Joe.
Probably.
That's where I'm feeling she's getting it from. So cowboy, they're two thieves or two con artists who are kind of trying to like one-up each other on how they can sabotage their relationship and everything. But then they end up just literally like falling in love and having it be like the greatest love of all time and she'll never love again. And then, of course, we get to the line that the boots under my bed is the greatest con that like we
forever,
forever. gotcha.
Yeah.
You're stuck with me. That was my last trick up my sleeve.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So when I read that, I feel like that's a more appropriate definition for mm-hmm. what this song is. Mm-hmm. It really made a lot more sense. Like when I was thinking the whole time when I was first listening to it, like a literal cowboy, like coming into a saloon and
yeah.
talking even, about things.
Even American cowboys are kind of, you know, like wanderers, mm-hmm. nomads, isolated. So it could be kind of like similar idea to the swindler trickster type thing. Mm-hmm. They're just like more like free spirits wandering kind
yeah.
of.
So, okay. So yeah, I guess it can make sense in all of the definitions mm-hmm. of cowboy, but I think that that's pretty cool.
That's super.
Now that I yeah. know about that, I'm going to call you a cowboy all the time.
A cowboy? I'm not a cowboy.
Trickster.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
Definitely not.
How about you? What do you think about the song?
This song also has grown on me. I don't think I really got it when I first heard it, or it's just there was so much we were hearing the whole album at once. It didn't stick out to me at first in that yeah. way. But I find it really soothing and relaxing now. Mm-hmm. It's like a really great, like, chill out song. Like, you just want to, like, kind of, like, lie down and listen to it. I agree. I love how her voice sounds on it. I find the lyrics very clever, very smooth. Mm-hmm. Like, it just kind of rolls off her. Like, it just, yeah. like, it all flows together in, like, this beautiful way. And I like that it, you know, it tells a different story from what Taylor's songs usually are about. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, a very cool, like, fictionalized story. And, like, you know, I can't help but think about Catch Me If You Can when I hear it, because, you know, he's sure. a con artist, and just like that idea, not knowing where they stand, is this love, is it not, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very enjoyable song to listen to.
Definitely.
I do have a question, though, about, so when Taylor switches the lyrics from when, like, they're talking about the people they've swindled,
uh-huh.
it could be the way forward only if they pay for it, too. We could be the way forward, and I know I'll pay for it.
Mm.
Does this, like, does that imply that she doesn't fully trust this love because of their swindler past? Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, oh, I'll pay for it. I'm falling for this cowboy, like, who's just like me, and I'm going to pay for it because if they're like me, like, we're going to trick each other.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting because it seems like a love song, and I think it is a love song, but there's also this, like, hesitation in it almost.
Yeah. I think that the hesitation is in there, and it's definitely a new frontier for her to be in this sort of love situation, because in the first verse, she's talking about, like, oh, well, this is a dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing with you is a dangerous game, and I'm used to guys like you.
Yeah.
But now I'm sitting by the phone waiting for you to call,
mm-hmm.
and here I am. And so I think that this might be a little bit of a toxic relationship for both sides.
Mm.
It's very interesting. But the other side of that, when she says that they'll pay for it, when
yeah.
we can tell them about love and, mm-hmm. and anything that they want to hear, that's because, like, they are coming to, like, see us, and we're kind of, like, on show, and we're the travelers and everything that tell people anything that they want to hear. Literally will pay for it.
Mm.
Like, they will
yeah.
pay us
yeah.
to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, or, you know, like, with a con artist, you convince them to pay for things for you, business mm-hmm. ventures, things like that, and then you leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting the way she turns those lyrics on their head, like, I know I'll pay for it. Like, that's such a weird way of looking at falling in love.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pay for this. Because I do think the characters are falling in love and, like, learning to trust each other and love each other, but, like, still that hesitation or that fear of, like, I'm going to pay for, like, giving myself fully to this person.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very cynical, which I yeah. guess goes with the cowboy vibe.
Yeah, and I think it goes with the Evermore vibe, too, of mm-hmm. that love has some dark sides to it.
Yeah.
And complications, and that it's not necessarily easy to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a really cool thing that she explores on this album.
I agree.
I would also like to say, because some people might think that, well, if you really like Taylor's voice on this, and it sounds very lilting and soothing and everything, mm-hmm. why don't I like it on Coney Island?
Mm.
I think when you listen to them side by side, this mm-hmm. is a much more interesting vocal line.
Interesting.
Than Coney Island is for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that she explores more of her register and her vocal range in this song than she does in Coney Island.
Yeah. And I think that that plays into who the characters are in these yeah. different songs.
Two very different characters at different points in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that she plays them both incredibly well.
Yeah.
That is another really cool thing about this album, is that every track she changes the way she sounds to fit the story.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you relate to this song?
Not like in a literal sense. Mm-hmm. No, I've never been in a situation where I'm a con artist or where I'm trying to con somebody or anything. But I will say, as a caterer in New York City, I relate to the line, telling all the rich folks anything they want to hear. Mm. As a caterer or somebody who's in the profession of hospitality, you know that you, yes, like it's always yes. Mm-hmm. It's never no. You always need to be able to tell them the thing that they want to hear. Mm-hmm. In your power, of course. So usually I didn't get a crazy request from people. Sometimes I did. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I got things like, can you make it so that the air isn't running in the building anymore when it's like this giant space and like I have no control over the air conditioning? And I can, they would literally be like, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
And then I'll completely avoid that person for the rest of the night. No. And then they come and find me and they're like, it's still freezing in here. How come you haven't changed anything about the air conditioning? I said, I spoke to people and I couldn't make it happen. Sorry. And then they're like, wah. So yeah, trying to really be a people pleaser and, mm-hmm. and everything. I really relate to that aspect of probably what a con artist does and charming for their swindling act. Uh-oh. I think of The Robber Bridegroom.
Yeah, totally.
And everything, which is a really fun musical about a con artist.
Yes, yeah, super
and
fun.
So fun. And just how like charming and charismatic they need to be in order to put the other person at ease who they're conning.
Yeah, totally.
I can only imagine a very difficult skill to learn.
Yeah, but you also have to pick your marks well.
Ooh, you know, marks.
I would be the ultimate the lingo mark for a con artist.
You would.
Don't get any ideas.
Don't get any ideas. You would. You would be like, oh my goodness, yes, please, help me.
Very gullible. Unfortunately.
A little bit. A little
bit. I always have been. Even with life experience, I still am gullible. It's because I'm idealistic. Like, I believe the best in everyone.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a good quality
to have. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Well, what about you? Do you relate at all?
I relate to the line, dancing is a dangerous game.
Oh.
Because I really believe that dancing with someone, especially someone who's a good dancer, can form an attachment and feelings of love towards that person more quickly.
Hmm.
You know, one of my favorite things about you is that you are a dancer and that I love dancing with you. You like can hold me in a certain way and like you know how to lead, even though I'm always the one trying to lead, you know how to and you know how to dance. And I think that definitely played a role in me falling for you faster. It's a very attractive quality. So dancing is a dangerous game.
Can be dangerous.
And then I also really, really love the line, forever is the sweetest con. Mm-hmm. I think it's super clever. And like, I always like, in all my relationships, wanted to be the woman who made the man I was with want to settle down. Mm. You know, I wanted that forever. Like, that's like, and not like in a tricking way, but just in a like, yes, I did that kind of way. Even if the person was like not someone I wanted to end up with, just like that idea of like changing someone or something. So I guess I like kind of relate to that. Not really. Because like, I would say I couldn't be farther away than a cowboy. Like, I am the opposite of reckless.
Yeah.
So I would say that like, I definitely don't relate in any of those ways. I'm not a trickster at all. I don't know how to lie.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very fair.
Well, I feel like the song is very visual, like all the images in it. Like, I could see this song easily being a movie or like a music video,
a mini video, sure.
Like, so easy. It's like very visual, which I think is cool.
Yeah, I agree.
I like can like picture what like they're wearing and how they look, you know?
It should be Getaway Car into Cowboy Like Me.
Oh my God, I wish we had that music video.
Into August.
It's a lot. Those don't really connect.
We just need those three to be
music videos. Love a music video of every Taylor song.
Every Taylor song. Taylor, can you do that please for us? Thank you. Thank you. I mean, come on. Like, I understand that she's working on the re-records and everything right now, but there has to be a music video in the works for something, right?
I don't know. I mean, we got Cardigan, we got Willow. We might not get another.
Hmm. We might not.
We definitely aren't getting Getaway Car at this point.
What?
Or Cruel Summer.
Oh, skewer me with a spoon.
That's not a saying.
That's totally a saying.
No.
When you, I want Cruel Summer.
I know.
And now we get to the segment of... Gossip.
As we've mentioned earlier, the story in this song is pretty straightforward. Two swindlers or con artists who don't usually form attachments and usually use relationships to con people for their own benefit end up falling in love with each other. They recognize their own tricks and tactics in the other and then ultimately end up together with Forever is the Sweetest Con. So it's pretty straightforward. It's just kind of like loops around of them kind of questioning, being together, maybe not. But it's like... pretty clear story, I'd say.
Yeah.
Something that I thought was interesting to point out that people might not know is the lyric, "You hang from my lips like the gardens of Babylon." Mm. So the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. However, their existence has been disputed. Some people don't believe they actually existed, many historians. But the gardens were apparently... if they did exist, a feat of engineering, and they hung in different tiers. According to legend, King Nebuchadnezzar II, who ruled from 605 to 562 BC.
Great years.
Great years. They ridiculous. He built them for his wife, Amytis, because she missed the green hills of her homeland. So it was an act of love for his wife.
Aww.
So that kind of connects to the lyrics, because Taylor is saying that, like, her cowboy partner here is as enamored with her as she is with him.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's how it connects. It also could be because the existence of the gardens is questioned. It also could be, like, is this love for real?
Mm.
But I kind of feel like more it's just like she wanted something, like, "You hang from my lips," and she wanted something to compare that to.
I wonder how long ago she decided that she wanted to have the lyric Gardens of Babylon in her songs.
I know.
Like, because she has that book that she writes down all her lyrics in. Where she keeps,
like, phrases and, like, words in. I don't know.
I wonder when she came up with that.
I can just picture Taylor just, like, loving that image of the Gardens of Babylon.
Yeah, it's a really cool image.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that he had built it for love.
Yeah. It's cool because just, like, this idea, like, she's homesick. And I'm sure at that time when, like, people, kings married people, like, they took them from their home, you know?
Yeah. They took them from their home.
No, like you know, it was, like
yeah, it was probably
a small
some,
village and then they moved to the palace and it was in a different city or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I always wanted to believe that Gardens of Babylon were real. Like, it just sounds so fantastic in my head.
I believe
you know?
It. I believe that something like that probably.
I love the world wonders. I find them so cool.
I mean, it may have just been like a greenhouse that he built for her.
Or like a rooftop garden,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that
like
just no
like a
one
couple
had
sunflowers.
Seen that before. I don't think sunflowers grow in that part of the world.
Iris. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it could just have been a couple of potted plants and he was like, "This will forever be known as the Hanging Gardens of Babylon."
Like, maybe, but I doubt that.
And it was just written as that.
I think it's cool, though, that Taylor included it. In this song.
Yeah.
In that way. It's just so funny. It's just, like, so Taylor. Like, "You hang from my lips like the Gardens of Babylon." Like, who uses that as a simile, you know?
Taylor.
Taylor does. And then a lyric parallel that I like in this song I wanted to point out is the line, "Eyes full of stars" is like starry eyes sparking up my darkest night from Call It What You Want.
Mm.
Just that idea of having stars in your eyes and what does that mean? And we'll see that on another song on Evermore as well.
Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, it always seems like having, like, dreams, an adventurous spirit, a wandering spirit, love, like, things like of that nature is kind of starry eyes.
Yeah.
So, Devin, what's your favorite line in Cowboy Like Me?
Well, we've already said it, like, 50 times in the episode. But the full line, "Your boots beneath my bed... forever is the sweetest con."
Love it.
I like that for a couple of reasons. One, it reminds me of Shania Twain's song, "Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?"
I knew you were going to say that.
Which, classic country song. So great. If y'all haven't listened to it, y'all need to go listen to it. And I did just say y'all for effect.
Mm-hmm.
When you think it, that image, just the image, and you have the bed and the boots, and you know, like, oh, someone had to take those boots off and could possibly be sleeping in that bed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the boots off to get into bed. Now, I don't know many people who sleep with boots on.
No, and I definitely don't.
Maybe socks, but not boots. So the boots have to come off to get into bed, and they sleep next to each other every night under the stars.
Yes.
Forever is the sweetest kind. Mm-hmm. How about you? What's your favorite line?
So you already said it too earlier. My favorite part, which you know, because I told you, is the part where she goes, like it could be love. Ooh. I love how she goes down on it. Love.
Love.
I think it's so good. It's so catchy. Yeah. I always sing it. It's so unexpected that she sings it in that way. Yeah. And I just love it. I think it's great.
Yeah. I want to know, Taylor, if you could ever let us know if this song was inspired by Trisha Yearwood.
Mm.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm sure she's like one of her country influences because of the time she came from, you know?
Yeah. So just if you could let us know, Taylor, thank you.
So Devin, from 1 to 10, tricks up my sleeve, ooh, what would you give Cowboy Like Me?
That's a good rating.
Yeah, it is.
Was that you? Did you come up with that?
No, I think you did. So you can pat yourself on the back.
I honestly thought that you did. I'm going to give this 7 tricks up my sleeve.
Okay.
I really like it a lot. It's really grown on me. It sounds great. She sounds great. I love Marcus Mumford on it, too. He mm-hmm. sounds great. I love the story of it. I love the build of it and how everything comes about in it. And it's just a really solid, solid song on this album, mm-hmm. I think. What about you? How many tricks up your sleeve would you give this song?
I would give this song 6 tricks up my sleeve.
Okay.
I agree. I really like this song. I love how the harmonies sound together. I love her voice on it. It just, the song doesn't pop to me the same mm-hmm. way others do. And I don't connect to it the same way, even though like I really like the story of it.
Yeah.
And I'm worried to share this rating because I feel like I'm going to like offend people who really love this song. But I think it's a really good song. It's just not one of my favorites. Sure.
And that's totally fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair. I mean, look at my rating for Coney Island.
Yeah, rough. That annoyed a lot of people.
A lot of people. I think that we got our first negative review because of that.
I think so.
Oops.
That's okay. That means we're legit.
We're legit now, guys. We got our first negative review.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly Clarkson.
Hashtag Kelly Clarkson.
Keep listening along with us. You can check us out on Instagram at Tay2ZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. What do you think about this song? Mm. Did you know that what a cowboy was in the UK versus the US?
Probably all of our UK listeners do.
Probably. Are you a cowboy?
Ooh.
Like me? No, I'm not. But are you a cowboy? Let us know. We want to hear all your thoughts. Also, if you have a moment, it would help us so, so much if you could write us a positive 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find us and trend upwards on that app.
Yeah, or 4 stars if you don't think we're perfect. It's okay.
But like,
5-star
if you're
going to
go out
great.
Of your way, give us a 5-star yeah, yeah, review. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, you please follow and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, please. Next episode, we'll be covering Crazier from
yes.
the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh my God, finally.
Finally, we're
Come
here.
Hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay2Z.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.